followed Joan of Arc as she came riding through the dark. No moon to keep her arm or braid, and no man to get her through this dark, this very smoky night.
She said, I'm tired of the war, and I want the kind of work I had before, with a wedding dress of something white to wear upon my swollen appetite.
La 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 la. Well, I'm glad to hear you talk this way. You see, I've watched you riding almost every single day, and there's something in me that just yearns to win. Such a very cold and such a very lonesome heroine.
Well then, who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke.
Why, I'm fire, he replied, and I love your solitude, and oh, how I love your sense of pride.
Then fire, make your body cold. I'm gonna give you mine to hold. Saying this, she climbed inside to be his one, to be his only bride.
Oh. It was deep into his fiery heart. He took the dust of our Joan of Arc, and high above all of these assembled wedding guests, he hung the ashes of her very lovely wedding dress. It was deep into his fiery heart that he took the dust of our precious Joan of Arc. Then she clearly understood if he was vile, oh, she must be wood. I saw her win, I saw her cry, saw the glory in her eye. Myself, I long for love and light, but must it come so cruel, and must it be so very brave?